Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the talented, the smart Mariana Lacombe. Did I say that right? Is that even close?
Yes. All right. That's fine.
I know I said super white guy, but that's the only tongue I got is a white guy tongue. Anyway, we are here for, you guys may have noticed the last, you know, several lives we've done has been all, you know, COVID, Corona, how to thrive, blah, 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 blah. We've been talking a lot about what to do and how to do well. And we've got lots of content on that. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. You can get a lot of things there. That said, I've noticed it isn't kind of looking, it's so funny. There's like such a big distinction between Cleaning Nation and then our clients and then kind of our top level clients. And I've noticed it's not so much, well, the people that are successful are doing these things and the unsuccessful people are doing other things. The successful people are looking at their lives, their opportunity, and their ability to impact the world one way. And the unsuccessful people are going completely different ways in terms of a lot. So I'm okay at that stuff. Mariana is great at how do we intentionally take charge of how we look at the world, what we're going to do. And I just wanted to get her take. So Mariana, you talk, yeah. I will listen with the rest of the world.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I've been coaching all of our clients, right, since the beginning of this pandemic. And it was really interesting to me because we have, for everybody here listening to this, we have a group call. It's one Q&A call that we do, the Mindset Q&A call every Thursday, right? So I remember clearly talking with everybody on a Thursday, and then on a Friday, everything got shut down and everybody started to freak out. So the conversation that I had on the Thursday was very different than the conversation that I had on the following Thursday. So I could see clearly the ones who were quickly pivoting to the new situation or the new challenges or the new limitation, let's say, right? So, and those were really struggling. And it was really easy for me to see the big difference between both groups, you know, Mike. And of course, it has everything to do with their mindset and where they focus on. And for some people, it was kind of easier for them to shift, especially those who were working with us for a while, because they're used to what we do and they have the method. So they have a step-by-step process. So our conversations were pretty much about like how to adjust the method to what is available right now. So if I can't talk with people in person, how am I going to do this on a daily basis? But those people who were kind of getting started, they were somehow reacting to the situation. And this is what I've been seeing with other people as well. Like those who are really struggling right now, they're reacting to the situation with fear, with concern, with anger, with this feeling of, I don't know, being absolutely helpless.
Let's do this. I just had this idea. We should have talked about it before, but screw it. We're going. I want to do two role plays with you if you'll tolerate it. One, I'm going to be the big, and I never do this. I'm always not. So it'll be fun for me to get to play the opposite of who I am. If you'll let me, I'm going to be the biggest pain in the butt client. I am convinced that I have to shut down. I have no options. You know, the world is ending, and feel free to coach me. And you yell at me, you do whatever you would want with one of our clients, and then we'll switch it. And I'll interview you and you can be the owner of a cleaning company who's got a mindset that's going to be super successful. So just so people can kind of see, and we'll let me be the bad guy and you can be the good girl or good woman, or whatever you want to be. The good guy. I don't know. The good Brazilian. I don't, whatever you are, you'll be the good one. I'll be the bad one.
That's fine.
Good
that's
girl
fine.
Seems okay. A little, not rude, but a little, you're a good girl. Like pat on the head. I'm like, that ain't right. But good guy. You're not a guy either. All right. We'll get back to the guy girl situation, but I'll be bad. You be good. We'll just leave it at that. So, all right. You kind of just coach me as a, and I'll be, let's be residential because I think they've got it harder. I can be more negative. So I'll do that and you just walk me through and people can kind of see, because sometimes we're being negative and it makes perfect sense to us. And then we see someone else do it and we're like, ooh, that's not working at all. So I'll embody that. So you try and be an amazing coach and I'm going to tell you why my life is just terrible and there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mike. So, what's going on? Tell me what happened this past week.
Well, all my clients quit. I've decided, if I go outside, I'm being a bad member of society, right? I don't want to kill people because I'm not a terrible human being. So, I'm waiting on my government check, and that's it.
That's it?
What else
What do
can
you
I
mean by
do?
this? What else can you do? What else can you do?
Well, I can. I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
And how is this serving you?
Sorry, you're so good at this. It's hard. It's hard. And I'm being such a terrible human.
Nothing?
It's hard for me.
Nothing?
I can't even stand that. I'm gonna go back, but it's hard for me to stay in that character because you're being so sweet and kind, and I feel like such a jerk. It's hard for me to like keep being terrible. But I'm gonna try. For you,
There you
Clingy
go. There you
Nation,
go.
I'm gonna be a terrible human being.
Yes.
All right, coming back to
Let's
the
do
temple. So
this. Okay.
how's that working out? Well, it's not working out good, but again, if I go outside, then I'm trying to do this. I'm social distancing, and my people don't want them in their house, and I don't want to get sick. And I would never have one of my employees go in and force them to get sick. So I just feel like this is all I can do.
Is it true that this is all you can do?
What else could I do?
What else could you do?
I don't know. I really don't know.
So I can appreciate that you're worried about the situation right now, and I understand that some people are feeling this way, but what can be great about this?
All right, I gotta stop. You are so freaking good at this. So, do you guys see? She just, as bad as I wanted to be, she just refused to. I kept going, I'm gonna sell you on my bull crap bill of goods that everything sucks and I have no power. And Mariana, in her absolutely sweet, like I would have been so angry with me. I would have been like, you shut up, you're the worst ever. Mariana just paused. She smiled at me. She asked in the sweetest, you're a terrible human being, even though I was being a terrible human being. She might have been thinking it, but we couldn't tell by her face or her voice. Like she forced me to go, no, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to let you sit in why life sucks and you have no power town. We are going to find out what could be great about that. So, A, if you're lucky enough to be one of our clients, you have access to this. Please, if you're not having your time with Mariana, you're just a crazy person. If you're not, you can still ask yourself these questions. It's a lot harder, but even if you don't have a Mariana, you can still, when you catch yourself going, life sucks, I can't do anything, go, can I really not do anything? Am I really doing everything I can? What could be great about this? And I wanted to role play with you longer, but I just couldn't. You were being so helpful, and I'm
There's
so
no space.
wired. Yeah, I'm so wired to like answer and be like, we can fix this. So I couldn't go on. So what I hope you guys heard with Mariana is what she did. And again, it's really hard, but you can do it on your own. You don't need a Mariana. She just makes it a crap ton easier to go, I can ask those questions to myself, right? It helps when we've got another human being that's lovingly, kindly, that cares about us, trying to help us. If we don't have that other human being, you can still go when you go, this sucks, all my clients or whatever. I'm doing everything I can. Ask yourself questions like, are you doing everything you can? What else could you do? What would have to happen for this to be great? Like, those are just phenomenal questions. Anything else before we switch and I'll have you kind of demonstrate what a powerful mindset looks like? Anything else that you want to get on how to deal with folks going, but you don't understand my situation is different. I'm not essential. Like all the other blech that could come out. Speak to that before we kind of turn the corner.
So the thing is that I can appreciate the situation that people are in right now. There's a lot of empathy. So what, right? That is the thing. So you can have as many challenges as you want right now because that's a decision as well where you're focusing on, right? So, but at the same time, there are so many people facing so many other challenges on top of coronavirus, and they're still thriving. So that is a choice. Mike, I feel like those questions, they really help you make a decision what you're focusing on and what are the things that you're thinking about. So if everything sucks right now, if there's nothing they can do, they can challenge their own thought by asking, is it really true? Is there anything else I can do? And even what can be great about this, which is where people are thriving the most. And that's kind of the role play I wanted to do with you right now, because that's definitely like what's been great about this, or what is great about all of this. That's exactly where they're focusing on. And it's been amazing to see what they're doing.
It's so true, wherever your focus is. And it's funny, again, like just so you guys know out there, this isn't just, it's all mindset. Everything's going to be okay if you just pretend it's going to be okay. there are in the real world, because I'm kind of that high D, like, let's just get it done. What do I need to do? Personality. There are people that are in our community, most of our clients are, if not thriving, still doing far, far better than the people that are just curled up and given up. And again, me, I'd like to go, well, it's because I'm a great coach and I'm so smart and our systems and processes are so great. And there's a piece of that, sure. But the bulk of it is the way that the people that are in our group are thinking and looking at the problem and what they're focusing on is worlds different than the, there's nothing I can do. I'm just out. I'm going to be I, walking down, walking my dogs the other day. There's a, on our kind of group mailboxes, there's a hand, a sign printed up that just said, hey, I'll do car washes at your house. $15. Here's my number. I was like, that guy's going to be okay. Never met him. Don't know how much money he has, what his job is, if he's essential. No clue. He's going to be fine. Like he
So
just,
true.
and it, just because he's, can he do nothing? He's like, this is something I can do. So first, we're going to check in with everybody on the chat. Hey, Dylan Daisy. Hey, Jason Johnson's here. Felix is here. Mary from Philadelphia is here. Good to see all of you guys. Amy O'Kane from Australia. Good morning to you. All right. So first and foremost, that's what I want to take is we can tell you what to do, but if your attitude is nothing works, you don't understand, my situation's different, it'll never work, you don't know, then that will be your reality. You can convince us that life really is terrible and win the argument and then go have a terrible life. Or you could go, wait a second, that's not true, right? There are people that are, sheltering in place and their shelter is literally a shelter with no air conditioning, no food. They got a whole different situation. We're like, oh, I'm here in my, 1 to 4,000 square foot house with my perfectly controlled air conditioning and heat and a pantry full of food and, a fourth bedroom full of toilet paper that I bought, 3 months ago to, whatever. Really, with, 1,000 channels on Netflix and blah, blah, with a healthy body and blah, 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 blah. And my life sucks and I can't do anything. Crazy talk. All right. Anything to add with that before we go the opposite? We'll give you the opportunity to show us what it looks like to be the owner of a cleaning company that is kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah, let's go to the opposite.
All
I
right.
love
So I'm not going to be
it.
as good of a coach as you, but I wanted you to get to
Yeah.
be the opportunity to show people what it would look like. So let's just say I'm interviewing you. I'm not even coaching you. I'm just like, yeah, and we'll go commercial this time. So we pick on the residential. We'll have it. And actually, no, let's stay residential. So it's fair.
Residential.
Yeah.
Yes,
So
let's
it's
do
the same.
residential because
Yeah.
they're feeling more right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a little harder for them. Okay. So Mariana, gosh, I've talked to 100 owners of cleaning companies and more than half on the residential side have been saying how their life sucks. Your life hasn't sucked. What's going on over there?
Yeah, I think actually that everything is great right now. I've been having the best time of my life. I'm finally at home. I'm finally working on my company as well. I have time to work on the systems, on automation, and I'm with my family. I'm having lunch with my family, dinner with my family. I can take care of my kids, and I still get to think about my business and grow my business. So I've been really focusing on doing the things I could never do before. So, and you know what? I lost some employees as well, but I feel like things are so much easier right now without them because they were not really ideal employees, And yeah, I think now I have to hire better. So I have more time right now to work on my hiring funnel, and I'm revisiting my values, and I really want to have A players to work with me. And by the way, I actually hired somebody just to work with me right now, and this person is so grateful to be working with me. I think everything is amazing. Really, I couldn't wait for this. This has to be my new normal from now on. This is my life. I want my life to be this way.
Yeah, but what about all the clients that quit? Aren't you stressed about money?
Oh, absolutely not. I know this is just temporary. It's just a situation, Maybe my cash flow is fine, but yeah, I just saw my numbers and I realized that up to this moment, I made more money than 2019 already. So I'm fine. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months like this, that's okay. And my clients will be back for sure. I'm kind of getting in touch with them. They know I care. And you know what happened, actually? I just had a client that sent me a $1,000 check because they know I need the money and I need some help. And I'm so grateful, and my clients are the best. I just have a couple of clients right now, who are active, and the rest, it's postponed. But I have the automatic billing as well system, and yeah, no problem. I'm not worried about that.
So, guys, gals, the obviously
Let me
we're
just say something.
bring it, sister.
Those are things that I heard from our clients. I'm not lying. This is exactly what I heard from many of our clients. Then they were receiving checks from clients, they were auto billing clients, they were feeling outstanding because they right now they're at home resting, taking care of their business, working on the business. I didn't create any of those answers. Those are things that I heard from us, from them.
So funny.
All of
I
it.
was going to say almost exactly the same thing in that the character that I played and the character that Mariana played could have had the exact same reality, right? I didn't say like, well, 20 of my customers quit and Mariana's like, well, only 10 of mine quit, right? We could have been literally at the exact same reality. And I love that Mariana's like, these are all things I've heard my clients say. 'Cause as you were saying those, I'm like, man, she's this. Yes, I've heard this a dozen times from a dozen people. Me being on the negative, no one's verbalized kind of as bad as I was being, but I think they may be feeling that way. So the beautiful thing is there's really two pieces of this. One is what works, right? I mean, I just think you guys all, guys and gals out there listening, just think of which of those people, if they did the exact, well, first of all, they would never do the exact same things, right? That attitude I had is really going to inhibit me from doing anything other than watching Netflix and hoping the government saves me. The person that Mariana was being, she there's no chance she's going to just sit at home and curl up and die. So even the actions couldn't be the same. They're by definition they have to be different. Second, say we could make a weird actions where they're exactly the same, aside from Mariana getting much better results and me getting much worse results. Let's say we made it even more unfair, and even though she did that, and we both had the same terrible results. Negative Mike was right. Mariana's full of crap. We're both going to fail no matter what we do. And that's insane. But let's just, I'm making crazy. Who do you think's quality of life is going to be better? Mariana is going to be 1,000 times happier with her failure. And again, that's going to look different and feel different for her than I'm going to be with my failure, which is going to be abject forever. And I'll never probably recover. How are my family members going to deal with my, you know what I'm saying? Who wants to be, I don't even, I couldn't even role play. I couldn't even be with myself that terrible for more than like 3 minutes. It was so gross. This Mariana, I always want to hang out. I'm always telling her, like, we're on Slack and I love getting to see her. I'm like, I just want to spend more time with Mariana. A, she's a very nice human being, but she's just so positive. I always feel better after being around her. And imagine that. She gets jobs like this. She works with a great team because everyone just wants to be around her. So not only are your results going to be wildly different depending on how you show up, irrespective of I had this many clients quit or not that many. We didn't even talk about that. No matter what part of the spectrum you are, when you show up like Mariana, not like I was showing up, you're going to get far better results. Aside from that, your life's just going to be better. I was miserable playing that part for 3 minutes. Mariana could have played that part for the rest of the day. That is her part. She's just going to go be that in her life on different topics. That said, I have to introduce one person, and Mariana's going to think it's very special that she's here. Evie Lynn just said hello from Idaho. She moved from Washington. One of our, I'm not going to get into her story because it's private, but oh my gosh, she is just the
Oh my
perfect
God.
example of prior to this whole COVID stuff, girlfriend had real big boy, big girl problems going on her life, and we'll leave it at that. Far worse than, oh, I gotta stay at home with my family and eat and watch Netflix all day.
So true.
And girlfriend just showed up like, yeah, it's on. We're gonna make this thing happen. And I still remember we were at our last live event in Vegas. Mariana had back-to-back calls, one with a client that was in a negative space at the time, and Mariana was able to help her. And she had to get off to be with Evie Lynn. And she was just like, it was exactly the role play like we did, but in real
Exactly the
life.
role play. Exactly the role play.
Exactly. So I had to say hello to Evie Lynn, and I thought Mariana would think it's awesome. So
Absolutely.
oh, thank you so much. Eric said, hey man, getting ready to open a home cleaning business. By the way, guys, gals, if I was going to open a business, holy crap, cleaning company business, this is timing couldn't be better. And it's so funny.
The
So many people are
time.
like, oh, I can't right now. Everything's going wacky. Yeah, that's why it's a great time. And other people go, it's like the old story they have about the shoe salesman that went to Africa. And the first guy calls home and he's like, I'm coming home. And no one has shoes here. They don't know what they are. This is a terrible idea. I'm coming home. It's impossible. The other guy calls and goes, send me all the shoes you got. No one here has shoes. I can sell shoes to everybody, right? Like, that's where we are
So
with this
true.
COVID. You can choose to be like, oh, it's a COVID. No, we can't start a business. Or you go, holy crap, now's the time. Everybody's going to be, there's so much opportunity. So love that, Eric. All right. That said, Mariana, we don't have a ton of time. I want to make sure we get good stuff. Give just the top two or three things that you can give from a mindset perspective, maybe exercise, or just give the coaching that you're giving to our paid clients to kind of Cleaning Nation here of how they can not just survive, but thrive during this COVID mess.
Absolutely. So I love questions, right? So I feel like whenever you ask a very powerful question, you can get answers, new answers to whatever you're facing right now. So the key question is, what can I be grateful for right now, right? So really focusing on what is working right now, what is great right now, what can I be grateful right now? It's definitely gonna not only allow you to be in a beautiful state in order for you to see the challenges and shift and pivot and do whatever you have to, but it's definitely gonna help you kind of be in the positive side of the story, right? Which is the second person that we were addressing here. So really being grateful for all that is, even for the challenges. That's the one thing. The second thing is really to ask yourself, what can you do now? So if you cannot work in the business, so work on the business, right? What are the things that you could do right now? Is there anything that you've been putting off for a long time that now is the perfect time because you have literally time and mind space? You know, I say that to people, but guys, you're not so busy. You have lots of mind space. What can you create right now? What is a system or maybe something new that you can do for your company right now that you couldn't do? And then third, how can you grow during this time as well? Everybody's focusing on progress. Everybody that's making progress, focusing on progress, you know, is feeling so much better right now. So maybe that can be a business skill. I talked with so many of our clients and they were like, yeah, you know what? Now I can learn how to use the CRM. Now I can learn how to do a Facebook funnel. And some of the clients, they were like, yeah, you know what? I always wanted to play the guitar. I always wanted to learn a different language. And I'm going to do this now because I have space. I have mind space and I have time. So if you focus on gratitude, if you really work on the things that you can do right now, like working on the business, doing something that you hadn't time in the past, and then also if you focus on learning a new skill, it doesn't matter what it is, you're gonna be fine. And that's I think that's the key, you know, Mike. Gratitude, work on something, and making progress.
Couldn't agree
Secret.
more. That, and just when you said like the power of a question, or you know, if you ask yourself powerful questions, you'll get powerful answers. The problem is, you can ask a powerfully bad question and you will get a powerfully bad answer. So when you
Right.
said, "What can I do to thrive right now?" there's just so much baked into that that it's hard to answer that question without getting a positive response. And when you say, "Why is this happening to me?" or how am I supposed to make any money when the government shut everything down?" Those
What ifs are terrible too, you
it's
know?
insane.
What if I don't have money tomorrow? What if all my clients quit? What if this is definitely not going to help you? So whys and what ifs, you know? Those are traps.
Well, because your brain's so smart and so dumb. It's too dumb to know that's a terrible question. It just goes to find an answer. Like, you know, why me? How is this so bad? You look for a negative answer, you can find it all day, every day. So I love that. I just want you, the one encouragement I'm going to give you, and Mariana said it's so true. If you ask yourself a positive, powerful question, you get a positive, powerful answer. You got to be real careful because that can work in reverse. The good news is it's up to us, right? Like it is. And again, I've been there too. I've had negative thoughts creep in. We all have. Mariana has. That's I give myself that. If I have a negative thought creep in, I don't judge myself. I'm okay with that, right? The second thought, that's what I hold myself accountable for. So if I ask a bad question and then I kind of identify that and then I stay on that track, that's on me. The first question, you know, I did the same thing with my wife. Like if I notice a good looking girl that I'm not married to and I go, "Oh, really good looking girl," that's okay. She's a good looking girl, so be it. The second, third, fourth look, that I'm like, "Nah, that's not for me. I'm gonna focus on my wife." So give yourself the
I love
first
this
one.
analogy.
Yeah. Stay away from the last one. All right, guys, gals, you're amazing. It is so cool, by the way. My one note, and then we'll be done. The last couple of lives I've done when I've been talking about what to do, the chat has been very positive and negative. You know, it's split. Well, I'm doing this and kicking butt. I'm doing that. How dare you go outside? You're a terrible human being. Like, not that bad. I'm kind of over-exaggerating. Today on this chat, everybody's positive. Everyone's like, "I'm alive and kicking."
Oh.
It's you know, here, Alan says, "Hey, hello, everyone. Hope you're staying happy and healthy." Segman says, "Good morning. Just lost a big account commercial account during the coronavirus. It's all good. I'm alive and well, so life's good." Craig, one of my first clients, buddy. Good to see you. Glad to see everyone's kicking. Cleaning companies will be trading on the Nasdaq after this. Alan says, "Reading a book." Thank you so much, Mike, for checking up and suggesting the SBA. You're welcome. Stephen Covey's a highly booked. Gratitude, and Evie Lynn checks in with gratitude and restart are the two words we're using and living by. Stanley says, awesome. There's just like everybody is on board. So guys, gals,
Yeah.
we just short answer, we need more Mariana. Long answer is focus on your mindset, which you can control, not on COVID or whatever nonsense that you can't. We're here for you. Oh gosh, I should say, if you want our help, if you want more Mariana, more Mike, and you'd like us to walk you through hand by hand the step, growmaincleaningcompany.com/talk. You can jump on a free call with one of our coaches, nothing for sale, just to help kind of get you a plan together. Mariana and I and our entire team at Grow Main Cleaning Company are here to help. Can't wait to serve you. See you soon. growmaincleaningcompany.com/talk. See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.